Divorced, beheaded, died. Divorced, beheaded, survived. While this little jingle does give us a way to remember the order of Henry's marriages, does it, perhaps unnecessarily and unfairly, imply a, may I say, flippancy about the king's marital ventures? Let's consider for a moment whether, perhaps, modern popular histories are a bit unfair in leaving the impressions they do, remembering that Henry was King of England, and it was the 16th, not the 21st century. Henry divorced his first wife in his efforts to sire a male heir, and, I believe, because he was indeed very worried that he had offended God by marrying Catherine of Aragon in the first place. Was his ardor for Anne Boleyn a factor? Sure, it was a factor, but he was seeking a divorce well before Anne was in the picture. Number two, Anne was executed for infidelity. Unproven, but nevertheless, Henry believed the charges. Historians still argue both sides. Jane Seymour died in childbirth, hardly Henry's fault. Marriage number four to Anne of Cleves was an arranged union. Henry wasn't the first or last person to have found a spouse unappealing and to want out. Then came Catherine Howard, young and sexy. She couldn't and didn't control her libido. Should have known better and got what she deserved. Finally, there's Catherine Parr, wife number six, who outlived Henry by a year or two. So what do you think? Was Henry the villainous husband of popular history? Or maybe, just maybe, did he act reasonably according to the requirements of his position and the time in which he lived?